was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Ian Extreme, it's good. I didn't know where I was going with that.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He's Ski at TSB Ski. He's King at Jeromney. We just had quite the show before we started. King and I got a great show. We ran the gamut with Ski from the man, guys. His hair just was not agreeing with him, you know?
It wasn't falling right.
It just wasn't falling. His words, it's not falling right.
Well, I'm in that, got my hair cut recently. I'm almost in that phase. I'm trying to get it to where it just like falls back nice.
No, I have no idea I have no idea what you're talking about. I can't.
No, you don't. King does with his flow. He knows when you're in that weird.
I've forward, given up.
Yeah,
King's like, that's what hair ties are for, brah.
Yeah.
Like, I gave up more than you gave up, but that said. Yeah, so we saw the hair not falling right. We saw the Blazers hat, which just wasn't sitting right on the hair.
I didn't like it.
And now we're going motocross, full motocross. We've always said this is a motocross pod, so.
Yeah, it's an extreme pod, if there ever is one.
We're extreme! Mountain Dew Code Red.
Anybody?
I thought all extreme sponsored by Monster, isn't it?
I think now, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Monster, yeah, has definitely bullied out Mountain Dew for the...
That's extreme. Unfortunate, though, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't do the voice.
You know, by the way, Monster, feel free to sponsor the podcast. Like, we would love... I would love to advertise Monster Energy on a weekly basis.
Maybe if you're fucking extreme as me.
Yeah, you know what?
He's got shades. You're lacking in the extreme department here.
I need to be more extreme. I'll start going like I'll get like the Iron Man facial hair or something. I'll go like here, and then I'll do like lightning bolts along the side of my face. That's pretty extreme, right?
That's kind of more white trash monster truck. Is monster truck still falling extreme?
I mean, literally, it's Monster. It's in the name. Come on. Come on.
Big old engines. Of course it's extreme.
Yeah. Come on. Sells itself.
They come to Matthew Knight Arena. Of course they're extreme.
Yes. Nothing more extreme than indoor motocross in a billion-dollar facility. Thank you if you are watching us on Twitch, twitch.tv/abrog87. We're also, I post these on YouTube as well. You can find it, The Sports Brewery. Just search for it in the search bar. You'll find it. Also, we have a Discord, Sports Brewery Discord. You can find the link in my Twitter, which is TSB Pod. So if you're having trouble, where should we start? There was like surprisingly a shit ton of Ducks news this week. So we should probably start there, right?
I think they are second in the country right now in transfer portal guys.
No, totally.
As of right now.
Totally. Oh, no. Before we get there, RIP Mills Lane. Big ups. Big ups, Mills Lane. Get it on. Celebrity deathmatch fame. So more famous for celebrity deathmatch or his boxing referee career?
His actual
celebrity deathmatch.
Yeah. Yes.
Without question, right? Him as like a clay person, more famous than him as a real person, which is insane.
You see some rare one, like old Tyson highlights or something. You'll catch a glimpse of him every now and then.
He built like a career of saying, get it on from like, what, two fights? Like two fights.
Let's get it on, right?
No, because it's let's get ready to rumble, and then he just says, get it on. Pretty sure.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Ooh.
Hey, Booble.
Get it on seems too brief.
Booble in the chat. Figure it out. Let us know. He says it's let's get it on. Okay.
So he stole it from Marvin Gaye. So,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, so copyright infringement. From the
is there a chance he's the one that murdered Marvin Gaye? Ooh. Just so he could.
Now we're talking.
Just so we could trademark that. Yeah.
Now that's extreme.
Next on Made Up Murders, Mills Lane and Marvin Gaye. Boom, boom.
Your sick voice is kind of perfect for that, by the way.
Yeah, I feel like a Sybil Shepherd or something. I don't even know if that's what her voice was, but that's what I've been picturing all day. Like I've smoked like 47 heaters in a bowling alley.
Wait, who was Murphy Brown? She had that kind of...
Candace Bergen.
Candace she kind of had that.
Yeah. Man, that just came
out. Man, what a show.
Yeah.
Little
yeah.
Shoulder. That was the shoulder pads era. What a time. Our moms were looking sharp in those shoulder pads.
It's wild. Just wild. Just
showing up to work with shoulder pads and sitting down at the office and reading that Kathy.
Yep. Shoulder pads and Kathy. And like these really like silky pants with creases down the front. Those were a big thing too. It was a whole look, man. Jacket with shoulder pads. All right, so the Ducks, I guess, leading the nation in transfer portal people. I'll say though, if your team doesn't have over a dozen transfer portal people at this point, you're kind of a trash program, right? Like if you don't have a ton of transfer portal people, it means you don't get high level recruits. Because
I will agree somewhat to that, yes. Because it's high level recruits that aren't getting the playing time thinking they are worth more than they are.
Pretty much, right? And that's what we're talking about with Oregon's in the last few days, right? Because we had Flo say he was going to enter the portal. Flo's been, I mean, clearly highly overrated recruit. Had one good half a quarter against Fresno, and then that's it. He had like a big hit on the Bennett Williams interception a few weeks ago, and that was it. And then Butterfield, highly rated recruit, third string quarterback behind Ty Thompson, who is, I mean, we've talked at length about how he's not good. Sean Dollars flashed a little bit this last year, but you know, four string running back. He was behind Jordan James, who was a true freshman. So, yeah. Like,
you see guys that aren't seniors ahead of you all season, you're not looking good for playing time the following couple of years.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I feel like the only one that hurt really could be Thornton.
Maybe he might turn into an elite wide receiver.
He at least showed some flashes of being good. I mean,
yes.
I wouldn't really say the same for any of the other guys, really. I don't even know some of these guys that hit the portal, too. They must not have played at all.
Yeah, and so I guess, like, from their perspective, I get it, and I understand why they're doing it, and I fully support them in doing it, because they're probably going to go somewhere where they're actually going to get to play. Like, you know, we talked about Flo a lot, but Flo, you know, like we mentioned, he was, like, backing up. He would come in when Basso was tired or hurt. Like, otherwise, he didn't play. And he's a five-star linebacker. So if you're a five-star linebacker, you can play somewhere, even if you're a backup at Oregon. So, like, I get it.
I think we talked more about
like, his Arizona. Arizona is the leader for Flo.
Arizona is?
Zona.
Yep.
How the mighty
have fallen.
Because people were talking about, like, USC or whatever, right?
I mean, that's just because he's from...
Way too high profile for what he has done in his career so far.
Well, I mean... No, I don't even. I'm not even sure I believe that because I watched the USC defense this year.
Yeah, that's true.
And I know who Alex Grinch is.
We sure he's not going to Colorado?
No, oh, Jesus.
Does or does not Colorado seem like a really good fit for Justin Flo at this point?
I don't know. Is he marketable enough for Prime?
He's got the swagger that. Isn't the unearned swagger going for him? That's for damn sure. I don't know. And then Gonzalez said he's entering the draft. And so now you got the Holiday Bowl coming up. And, I mean, I don't know if any of us even care about the Holiday Bowl, really. I mean, but...
Well, NC, I believe, doesn't have it their OC now also.
Or their offensive line
coach. And
they have one... starter from the secondary playing. The rest have all portaled out.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're not as much as the Ducks, but I think they're 10 at least, if not. They're double-digit portal guys as well.
So they got one DB left, and Bo Nix has said he's playing. Troy Franklin has not made any sort of announcement whatsoever. Oregon's going to have like their running backs, their tight ends, their offensive line.
That's a lot.
Well, assuming like, you know, Forsyth and Bass and, you know, whatever. I guess those would be the only
potential
two.
NFL guys,
yeah,
at
exactly.
least.
Exactly. So I could see Bass, and I would fully support him in doing this, like not playing in the bowl game, because that guy feels like an actual, you know, second round NFL draft pick, second or third round NFL draft pick. Like everybody else, it's kind of like a crapshoot. So you might.
So
as well.
I believe the over under, the early over under line is 71, 70 and a half, somewhere in there.
Yeah,
is this not going to be a 60 to 50 game?
I saw some like expected points, like analytics thing today, where it was like the expected points were 42 for Oregon and 31 for UNC.
I'm drawing a blank on their quarterback's name. It's like Mays?
Drake May.
May.
Because he's like an NFL guy as well.
He will be, yeah.
So that's going to be the draw for that game, really, is the matchup of the quarterbacks. But
well, yeah, then you look at the Ducks. I mean, Gonzo's not playing. DJ Johnson, even if he wasn't going to the NFL, wouldn't be playing.
Yeah, that was so. That's what Lanning said when he was asked about DJ Johnson this week. So apparently, there was some racial stuff in the comments the Oregon State fans said. That's the rumor, anyways. And you know,
we're not here to talk about that rumor stuff.
Yeah. Follow that up with the fact that no charges have been pressed. Like, you know, you've not heard anything about it from Oregon State whatsoever. You know, when there's smoke, there's fire in that regard, I think. But like Lanning said, he's like, yeah, he's focused on his NFL prep. And that's like all he said. So that tells us he probably wouldn't be playing. And also he's not going to play.
And there's a nice built-in
excuse, right? Yeah, totally.
Yes. Yeah.
So the already bad Oregon defense is going to be without their best players, other than Dorless, I guess. But Dorless shouldn't play either, right? Because Dorless is going to go pro, right? Is he?
I mean, I don't know.
Sewell somehow a second team all Pac-12, like
right, the entire offensive line was all second team as well, not a single first teamer on it.
Yeah, so Bass wasn't first team, was he?
I don't think there was a single
nobody
one.
On the O-line. Fuck, that's crazy. Like that's the sure thing, right? You have like Gonzalez, you have Bass, and maybe Forsyth, right? But Forsyth was also banged up, so man,
you would think at least Bass there.
Man,
that's tough. What, they give up two sacks all season?
And crazy what an injury does to Bo Nix too, right? Because he was for sure first team, and then he gets hurt, and now he's
Caleb Williams was preordained to get it. It didn't matter. Yeah. Like literally going into the Oregon State game, Bo Nix led the country in total touchdowns, and no one gave a fuck about Bo Nix.
That's true.
Because he sprained an ankle in the fourth quarter against Washington.
All of a sudden, he couldn't run. Still was putting up numbers, but all of a sudden, he couldn't run for touchdowns as well. So, yeah, once he takes the quarterback sneak out of his game, he's trash.
Like, it just shows how kind of dumb. I don't think people really care about the Heisman anymore.
Right. Unless you
win it. Just kind of shows how dumb it is, because going into that Washington game, you know, there were all these national writers in town doing the Bo Nix redemption story.
The Bojenda.
Yeah, they were fully in on the Bojenda. And if they just don't fumble at the goal line for no reason, or don't have a bad snap and sprain an ankle and the center tear a peck, and they win. Let's just say they win by four. That's it. That Heisman hype is out of control. The Heisman's dumb. And I'm not saying, like, of course, Caleb Williams has better pro prospects than Bo Nix. Like, no shit.
Sure.
But the talk between Penix and Nix was wildly different after that game 3 weeks ago. Wildly different. And UW's defense gave up 600 yards to Oregon. It's not like they did anything either.
Do you still think Caleb's Heisman as well?
It's such one of those stupid things where it's bad year for the Heisman.
God, man.
I heard the thing. It's like if TCU won that game, then Duggar.
But he was bad in that game. Did you watch that?
And then Williams had it locked up going into the Utah game. All he had to do was not have the game he had.
Well, all he had to do was not tear his hamstring.
That too.
Well, that's the thing. They're going to. That's the agenda right there. It's the injury for him is talked about, but he's still brought up, the injury hampered him for this. But, Nix gets hurt or other people get hurt that aren't, the big talking points. Then the injury is not brought up at all for
Nix. Nix played through the whole fucking thing, too, man. Crazy.
Did you guys hear Lincoln Riley talk about Caleb Williams after that game? He was like, I tried to keep pulling him, but he's such a competitor. He wanted to be out there to win. He told me no multiple times. Okay, dramatic guy.
Yeah.
You were like, shit, I'm down by 20, but you want to know what? Let's win this guy the Heisman by just letting him gimp around and watch the lead, the deficit expand.
Nix is the true competitor. He's still kind of hurt, and he's playing in the Holiday Bowl. If he's not coming back, I mean, this is him playing through way more than Caleb Williams. He's playing in the Holiday Bowl.
It is weird that he's playing in the Holiday Bowl if he's not coming back.
That's the question now, right? Like, does this mean he is coming back? Like, it kind of leans that way, right?
Because before we get into that, when it was 17-3 and USC got a turnover at the Utah 30, did you think there was any chance Utah was going to win?
No, it was setting up. It was following the script for SC to
just romp them. I know people don't like to talk about it, but quarterback injuries are really important. Because USC looked so much faster than Utah again, and then the quarterback tore his hamstring or whatever, and he might not even play in the Cotton Bowl, is what they're saying. No.
Hey, who are you telling about quarterback injuries right now, man?
Oh yeah.
All I do is quarterback injuries, man. It's my whole fucking life. Follow the Ducks, Bo Nix gets injured, follow the Niners, Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo get injured. My life is over.
Well, why is Jimmy G moving at all out of the pocket? He gets hurt every time he leaves the pocket.
It's a fine question.
just the template's there. Brady, Manning, just go fetal position if the pocket's collapsing on.
Yeah.
So a broken foot though is kind of
shitty.
As someone who has broken their foot stepping off a curb, I kind of know how arbitrary a broken foot can be.
Very small bones.
Bird bones.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was the same thing last year, right? Him running for a 3-yard gain on the sideline. Isn't that how he got hurt last year as well?
Or was that
2 injuries ago?
Yeah, you're thinking of the Chiefs game a few years ago where he was literally just running and tore his ACL.
Yeah.
Stop running.
Stop running. Simple as that.
You can't do it anyways. Oh, man. So it was kind of fucked up as a Niner fan, too, because we were given hope. Because you hear that the night he heard it, Shanahan's like, yeah, he's done for the season, broke his foot, gonna need surgery, blah blah blah. And then the next day, they're like, actually, doctors are saying it's not a Liz Frank injury, and he can come back in 7 to 8 weeks, and so he might be back for the playoffs. And Niner fans are like, okay, well, we're in great position for the playoffs. Like Brock Purdy, you can win a couple of games. Like you can beat the Rams. Rams are dog shit. Like win that game against the Rams. Get in as a wild card. Worst case scenario, Jimmy G comes back for that playoff run, baby. Let's go. And then they pulled it out from under us yesterday, basically. They're like, oh, actually, he's not going to be able to come back. It's bad enough to where he's not going to be able to play anymore. So, and they Shanahan was very much like, Trey Lance's rehab is going great. It's fantastic, but he's not going to be ready at any point either. So. It's a Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy show, baby. And we all
Brock.
Yeah, we all know what Brock Purdy's capable of.
In a Fiesta Bowl, baby.
Yeah. Fiesta Bowl
champ. Empty stadium in Glendale.
That's right.
Yeah. In front of cardboard cutouts.
You know it.
And pooch punts to DJ Williams or pooch kicks. Yeah. That was a fun January 1st.
Good times.
Yeah. January 1st, 2021. What a good time to be alive.
Jesus. So Will Stein hired as offensive coordinator, quarterback's coach. Ski, I am going to defer to you on Will Stein. Because you declare to us that you bet the Roadrunners. The Roadrunners quite a bit. So yeah,
me. Baby.
Yeah, so you tell us about that dynamic offense he's coming from. Was it Texas San Antonio? University UTSA, of Texas baby. San Antonio Roadrunners.
Right. Conference USA champs. Give us respect on the name.
Roadrunner offense breakdown. 3-2-1.
Even though Will Stein wasn't there for the Conference USA Championship because he had the gall to be there for the birth of his child.
Yeah, we don't need to mention that. By the way,
not a football guy.
By the way, co-offensive coordinator for the Roadrunners. So
yeah, whatever.
Did Will Stein actually call plays for the Roadrunners?
Oh God, I don't want to do that conversation. I hate that conversation.
All right, Ski, break them down. Let's go.
I don't know. They were top 15 nationally in total offense. I think their quarterback is good.
Faster analysis. We're talking Roadrunners. Faster analysis.
Yeah. Come on.
Fire up. Fire it up.
Meet me.
I think their quarterback is Franco Harris.
Franco Harris. Go.
30 touchdown passes.
Larry Coker.
A couple of 500-yard rushers.
The Alamo Dome.
And they led the nation in plays of 15 yards or more.
Big old women in San Antonio. Riverwalk.
Big old women in San Antonio.
Booble says they should have hired Ben Stein.
Is he still alive?
I think he's dead.
Hey, Portal, is Ben Stein dead?
When Ben Stein's money was like 20 years ago and he was frail and old Ben.
So is it dig up Ben Stein's money? No? Too soon?
Dig up Ben Stein, maybe.
Too soon. All right.
I came with a Willie Cauley Stein.
Cauley Stein.
There you go. So he is 33 years old. How old was he 30, Dillingham or Sillingham?
I think it was 32.
Okay, so we went up in age. So that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
A little more maturity.
a mature guy in the booth.
All right, like that. We'll see what he can do. You know, that's sort of Dillingham was apparently a good recruiter. I don't know how at 30 years old, but you know, we'll see if Stein is also good at that.
Well, I don't know how good you could be at UT San Antonio.
Yeah. I guess we'll find
out. At least got in enough athletes to have a high-powered offense. So.
Yep. WCP 54182 says Ben Stein still alive.
So, oh, good for Ben. Man, what's he up to?
I'm fairly sure I remember him being sort of problematic right wing.
I think so too. I do kind of remember that.
I think that happens in your 90s, anyways. Like no matter who.
Speaking of problematic right wingers, so Brittany Griner.
Hey! That's a perfect transition. I'm done talking about Oregon. So obviously that happened today. So Biden drops on Instagram the big news that he struck a deal with Russia to get Brittany Griner home. Essentially, what I heard is news organizations knew this was going to happen, but they were told by the White House to not release it because they feared for her safety. Because, if it had been released, they wouldn't be able to make sure she got on a plane and was actually flying back. So, you know, that happened today. The White House announced it. This is weird because it's like we're talking about a sports trade. You know, the Griner deal was for the Merchant of Death.
We can all agree, though, the real Merchant of Death here is marijuana.
Vaping Yeah.
The vape pen.
Yeah, the vape pen is the real merchant of death here. So what's the guy's name? Victor, like, Bout?
Something with a B.
Bout?
Bout?
Yeah.
Bout? Victor, yeah, Bout? Something like that. Yeah.
So, like, from what I've been reading today, like, because, of course, like, the big talking point was, you know, that's not an even trade.
Of course it's not.
No, a basketball player for, like, an arms dealer.
Well, no, the whole thing is, how could it be an even trade when the person you're getting back had a $22 marijuana vape cartridge? Like, there's never an even trade there. There's not. It's impossible. What are we trading back? A guy who had Lucy's in the Bronx? Like, yeah. You know, there's no even trade.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the problem is we don't arrest people for that. You guys do. Just so you can do this deal, essentially. So I guess what I was reading is the sentence he got was really high based on what he got convicted for, because he wasn't necessarily convicted of doing all of the things that he clearly did. They made a fucking movie about him. So, like, but he wasn't actually convicted of all of that shit. And
wait,
so
he wasn't War Dogs, was he?
It was War Dogs, right?
War Dogs?
Or
the one with Jonah Hill and
yeah, I believe so.
His name from Top Gun. Yeah.
Yeah, but like, I guess so. The sentence he was given was really high, and then he served like essentially most of what should have been given to him. You know, we tried him as a terrorist, and so like what he was convicted of wasn't necessarily that. And then also, I guess we asked for the two other guys. So like there was the Marine dude, what's his name? Whelan, that Whelan guy, and then the teacher, that like Fogel guy. We also asked for them, and Russia was apparently like, absolutely not. Under any circumstances will you get either of them. We're offering you Griner for this dude. That's your deal. And so I guess Biden just took it.
Well, we were trying to unload Jared Fogel to the Russians.
Yeah, even trade Fogel for Fogel. And he was like, nah, yeah. Nah.
We're trying to even out that salary cap move, but...
No, like, that Marine guy, and, you know, I mean, I'm not... George Will over here or anything.
Right.
But like, while he's probably not a spy, because why would we trust Russia on any of this? His history in the Marines, kind of problematic. Like, the guy like set up like a false like social security account so his pay raise and everything with pay scale would go up. And he got kicked out. Like, when they say there's a Marine left behind, he's not Major Dad. You know what I mean? Like, right, what are we doing here?
Major Dad.
Don't you better respect Major Dad.
You know, I'm
not honestly, Major Payne over here.
Major Payne.
Ooh. Want me to give you something to take your mind off that pain, boy? Give me that finger. So like I'm more like out of the two of them, this is a weird thing comparing prisoners of war, but like out of the two of them, I'm like, can we get the teacher back home? Like the teacher got arrested for the same shit Griner did. Like he had some weed in the wrong place. Like yes,
he had a lot of weed.
It was like yes, don't have the weed in that wrong place. Yes, by all means. But
I will say, when you're packing 14 cartridges,
yeah.
Have you heard what his family said about why he did it?
No.
They were just like, it's kind of an arrogant guy. Thought he'd just get away with it. No, they want him back. Don't get me wrong, but they're like,
right, right.
He's just a habitual line pusher.
Did some stupid shit. Yep.
Yeah. The fucking loose cannon.
Play stupid games. Win stupid.
How
prizes.
Long are you going to be in Russia when you're bringing 14 cartridges? That's a lot of weed, man.
That's planning ahead. That's what that is.
I guess.
Or bring enough for your friends. I don't know.
The Russian police. Stern.
Let's see. WCP says it was the Nick Cage movie Lord of War.
Lord of War.
Almost said that, but I wasn't certain. So it's no longer Nick Vember. We can't be talking about Cage anymore. Yeah. Major Payne free on Peacock, says Booble. So
ooh. Major Payne is very good.
Very good. Shut the fuck up.
Very good. It's very good.
So the so I guess Brady Griner's coming home. Anything else to say? I mean, I don't know. Anything we say is going to be like a political take, and that's
no. But this
we ain't the ones.
This is very this was very telling on which way you lean politically from this.
Your response to it?
Yeah, if you responded and your response was, we got back a basketball player for a terrorist, you're probably leaning fairly right.
Though Trump just describing her as a basketball player may have been his most progressive, not tweet, but what is his Truth Social he's ever put. He didn't assign gender. He didn't assign race. He just said a basketball player.
It was occupation, at least.
Yes, it was just an occupation.
Did not say gay, black.
I was a little surprised.
Didn't mention dreadlocks once.
Nope.
Well, she didn't have dreadlocks, I don't think, anymore.
Yeah. I have no idea.
They did show the video of the exchange. It was very much like how it is in the movies. They get
it's like a bridge. A bridge. They both walk out on the bridge. They walk by each other.
It wasn't quite like Bond movies that, but it was at an airport. Get off the plane. Each group walks, to the middle, then walk back with, their person.
Confirm that it is the person.
Yes,
and then lower weapons. Yeah.
So I feel like anytime there's a drop off in the United Arab Emirates, it's got to be kind of shady. Just when that's the safe spot, I don't know. I just I know Qatar is getting a lot of the shine for shady stuff, but I feel like the UAE is not far behind.
Man, Qatar outshining FIFA on the world stage in terms of shadiness. That is good work. Good work.
Hey. Nice transition into soccer talk.
Are we going to talk soccer? What do you want to talk about with soccer?
Soccer's dead again, right? Like, we don't care again, right?
Yeah, as a national consciousness, we're done with soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So they played four matches and scored two goals? Is that right? Three? Two?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was
it. On Saturday, I kept watching, and I was like, I missed the first goal from the Dutch. I did.
Yeah.
Like, turned it on right after that. And I was watching, I was like, I feel like the U.S. has the ball all the time, but they're boring.
They have
and
nobody.
Then the Dutch get it, and they just bing bang boom score.
They have no striker. Like, the U.S. has no striker whatsoever.
Mario Cristobal might be coaching that USA team.
They have a bunch of playmakers. They have a bunch of playmakers, but nobody who can score.
Pulisic, yeah. National bum.
Yeah, he's not a goal
just
scorer.
Just send him
man.
To Russia. Yeah. He missed that early opportunity. Why wasn't he our trade piece? Like, send him back. Give us the teacher. We'll give you Christian Pulisic.
It's amazing. Pulisic for Fogel trade. Straight up.
I mean, who says no?
We'll give you the Subway guy too.
Oh boy.
Fogel and Pulisic for Fogel. Come on, man. You still get to have a Fogel. How is this a decision for you? Okay, so is that the end of soccer talk? Are you going to keep watching? Because I'll probably keep watching.
What I did love is when they were down 2-0, 2-0.
Yep.
And then they scored, and they did that thing where they run to the back of the net and scramble to get the ball as fast as they can. Like, time actually matters in that sport.
Can we talk about – we have talked about it before.
Ooh, here we go.
Can soccer fucking figure out just stopping the clock?
So stop injuries. The time!
And then, you know what? Then when it hits 45 minutes and 90 minutes, the game's fucking over.
So
not like, oh, we're possessing the ball, so we're going to get an extra 30 seconds here just because we're in possession still. We're threatening.
I can explain this. Do you want me to explain it?
Not really.
No, because whatever you explain is going to be bullshit, so it doesn't matter. Okay. They're wrong.
They're wrong.
They're wrong. They can't keep track of fucking time correctly.
I mean, my God, the last 3 minutes of an NBA game takes 40 minutes. Can you imagine if we had stoppage time to it? Oh, my God. Jeez. Games would end at 11:30 every night.
They add time on?
They just add time. And probably give you extra timeouts, too.
Literally, that last 5 minutes of an NBA game, that's the only time that matters, would end up being 15.
I did love that one of the explanations I read from Grant Wall, I think, who Grant Wall looks like someone who tries to kill Superman.
You don't like Grant Wall. We've established
I hate Grant Wall. Yes. He was like, well, the reason there's so much stoppage time is because usually there's one person dedicated to counting it. But for this tournament only, there's three per game. So every other game is wrong, and this is the only tournament ever that's right. Is that what we're saying, Grant Wall?
That's crazy. I never heard that because in every other situation it's one guy. It's the guy, it's the ref on the field with the watch. Like he's the guy who keeps track of time, like period.
They got fucking Mike Pereira over there in Butter.
And again, so you know the reason why they have the running clock and extra time. Explain how difficult it would be just to referee throws up a hand, the clock stops. Like a NFL referee, guess what? We're back in play, start the clock again.
That would not be difficult.
Not difficult at all.
Nope. It would be the official. So I would imagine they'd have more like actual stoppages if they had stuff like that, because the official would need to like correct them all the time, and they're probably trying to avoid something like that. But yeah, I mean, just a play happens. He needs to stop. He just goes, and that's it.
Yeah. He's dishing out a card or something like that. Just hold up a sec. Give me 30 seconds here.
Yep.
All right. Start it back up. We're going.
It's probably easier and more efficient to do it the way they're doing it, oddly enough. Like as
except for it's fake time.
It's fake time.
No, it's fake time. It's time kept by one guy. The time we see.
Oh, one
is
guy.
Fake
we're
time.
Trusting one guy on the international. What are we doing here?
That's
when
it.
The Kansas City Rapids are playing the Wizards or something, we're counting on one guy.
That's
one
it.
Guy. Even the Pac-12 has like four people in San Francisco keeping track. And soccer is one guy. I'm not trusting him.
Bubble says,
what a terrible sport.
Bubble says, stop the count. There you go.
Stop the steal.
Stop the steal.
And again, and if this guy was keeping the correct time, guess what? When that time's up, the game's fucking over. Explain away the attacking extra time. We're just adding extra time of the extra time, we're adding more time because we already give you enough to try to score a goal.
Yep, and the official, if a team has the ball and they're pushing and like he gives them an extra possession, even if the time has gone out, he gives them extra time. Yeah, just for nothing.
Get rid of the sport.
Yeah,
soccer's dead.
Yeah,
dead.
Okay.
I mean, come on. We don't live in Brazil. We don't care.
Or any South American country or European.
And we live in Morocco.
Yeah.
Didn't Morocco win? Like, aren't they still playing?
Didn't they beat Spain?
They beat Spain, right? Jeez.
Yeah.
It's insane. So let's talk Dion. We should talk Dion before we move to our stuff and then close out. Because Dion, I mean, we've all seen the speech he gave to his current players. I mean, he literally encouraged them all to jump in the portal. So what was the quote he made? Like the Louis Vuitton quote?
Hey, boys, you might want to jump in that portal because I'm bringing luggage and it's Louis. Joke, that fell
through. Yo, everything
did not work as well in Boulder, Colorado as it did in Jackson, Mississippi.
No one gives less shit about the vibe of a room than Deion Sanders, man. Fuck. Everything he said to those guys was a diss. To their face. Like he's trying to change the culture. I get that shit. Like it's fine, but man.
I mean, coaches process players all the time. Like that is just a fact.
Yeah.
They just generally don't have a son who runs a vlogging company following them around documenting the entire thing.
Also, the son laughed when he made the portal comment. Like you could hear him like laughing while he was recording it too. It's like, fuck, dude.
There was one line that just cracked me up because it was actually like real life where was it his press conference? It doesn't matter. But he said something about, like, you got to be committed. And then he looked at his son, who's going to be the quarterback, and was like, you know, if I was a little more committed, I wouldn't have had four wives. Sorry, son.
It's a good line. It's a good line, though.
Ah, shouts infidelity, baby. Prime time.
Say that to your son, too.
Yeah. Sorry, son. Get your mom to the curb.
Well, yeah, your mom was trash, son.
And then I saw his new wife, and I was like, yeah, that's a younger model. Yep. That's a 2014.
You know what? You know what? At least Dion is consistent with trading. You know, at least he put those ex-wives in the transfer portal.
Yes, he did.
So at least he's consistent.
Well, how many guys did Lincoln Riley bring with him? He brought a lot, didn't he?
25 or something, yeah.
The transfers, you
mean? Yeah. He transfers, yeah, with him. Because, yeah. It's expected. You just don't expect to hear the coach say the current players that are at Colorado, pretty much get the fuck out of here.
Kick rocks.
You guys suck. Get the fuck out of here.
And I love when he was like, hey, guys, meet your new quarterback, my son. But he's going to have to earn it. No, he's not.
No, he's not. Yeah.
Whatever. Colorado stinks. Like, he's the quarterback.
Jump in the portal. Do your thing. It's going to make more room. Man, that's such a wild thing to say to scholarship athletes. Because, like, you can't cut them, right? No, you can't kick them off the team. Like, you have to honor the scholarship, right? Like, so, I mean, I would imagine, you know, the situation is not going to be one where the guys want to actually stay there and play for him.
Well,
so if he's being an asshole to him and telling them they're horrible all the time, like, you know,
you get a Mike Leach situation.
You could stick around. You could stick around, get your scholarship, like, you know, just make life worse. Try to make life worse for Dion as many times as you can. But then I think if you get too many disciplinary things, they can actually, like, they could actually, like, kick you off the team, I think. But, man,
I hope there are some guys that will stick around for spite. Just to spite Dion saying that. I'm going to eat up some of these roster spots you got.
What would you do if, like, Lanning did this? Like, if Lanning, when he came in, said something like that? Would you be excited?
No, because, like I said, I think they all do it to a certain extent. It's just be a professional about it. Like, just
that's it. It's unprofessional. It's like
it's unprofessional.
It's wildly unprofessional. I don't think a little. I think it's wildly unprofessional because again, we're not talking about professionals. Like, yes, they can get paid now, but it's like we're talking about, like, amateurs, college kids. Like, he's not treating them that way. That's for fucking sure. So,
well, just everything about Dion is weird. Like, you know, I've seen some videos since, you know, the weekend where he does, like, these, like, weekly, you know, nightly things where he hops on Instagram Live and stuff, which is for a Power Five coach is deeply weird. But
better things to do with your time.
Where they're asking him questions about, like, players transferring to Jackson or from Jackson to Colorado. And he's just like, yeah, they're coming. I ain't staying here. It's like, dude, that's like a fan of yours asking, like, wow, you just don't. Like, again, a lot of them are mercenaries and upward mobility guys. Totally get it. He's just very upfront about it. And
doesn't give a fuck. Yeah.
Doesn't give a fuck. And I don't know if he's going to be a bad coach. I do know he won't be in Colorado very long, good or bad.
No.
But
his longevity at any program, I don't think will ever be long, just with his personality. One bad season, he's going to throw everyone under the bus and piss off the wrong people. It will just happen.
Speaking of Dion, did you guys see George Klyavkov's quote about meteorite stuff and Dion?
I did, yeah.
I did.
He's terrible. Like, he's not good at his job. He's just not Larry Scott's, and he doesn't talk. He hides from the media so people forget about him. He's just as bad as Larry Scott. He's done nothing.
Oh. Man, you got to worry about the Rams now, Braga.
Did Baker just throw a fucking touchdown to win the game with 10 seconds
Baker's
left?
Back. Baker's back, baby. Right. Rams are back.
Did that just fucking happen?
Let Baker cook, baby.
Let Baker cook.
Let him cook, baby.
Oh, Raiders.
They controlled this game and just... This is Oregon dump. This
Baker
level.
Mayfield.
Oh, Raiders. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I got to see this play now.
It's a nice throw. It's a nice little throw.
You wishing you guys picked him up now?
No, not
just
even
looking at this Baker.
Not even a fucking little bit. No, you know what? No, that's not true. So I would love Baker as the backup. The reason he went to the Rams is what you're seeing right now. It's like he can actually play with them because they have like no prospects. He's going to play the rest of the season. Hopefully for him, earn a job somewhere else.
Somewhere else.
Are you Niner fans just a little delusional here on Brock fucking Purdy that you wouldn't want Baker Mayfield in the playoffs with this team instead of Brock Purdy?
So your argument is that a team should want Baker Mayfield in the playoffs?
Well, I mean, he's made
instead of Brock Purdy.
He's made the playoffs. He won a playoff game like a year and a half ago. He walked into Pittsburgh and won by like 40.
I don't.
He almost beat Kansas City at Arrowhead,
I don't understand what we're talking about right now.
Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy.
Brock Lobster. He's fucking king. What do you mean?
Hey, listen. I remember September. I remember the Cooper Rush stuff. So
yeah.
Enjoy the 3 weeks.
Yeah, ask me again when Josh Johnson is taking snaps.
I would say in defense of the San Francisco situation is they don't need a quarterback to take risks. And Brock Purdy stinks, I'm quite sure.
But can he win a Super Bowl with that though?
He can stink by throwing 18 passes for 150 yards and no picks.
Can you do that in this day and age of NFL though?
Well, have
Trent Dilfer as your quarterback.
With the players the 49ers have on offense, yes.
I mean, in fairness, like Joe Burrow threw 5 touchdowns in the playoffs last year. And
he did.
In like 5 games.
Mahomes threw a dozen and they lost.
So yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I think Mahomes threw more against the Steelers than Burrow did in the entire playoff. So in fairness, you wouldn't want to gamble on it too often, but it can be done.
I mentioned it to my Niner buddies like after the game was over. It's like maybe the most impressive thing Purdy did was just be in the huddle and like command the huddle. Because look at who he's looking at when he gets in there. He's got McCaffrey, Debo. He's got Trent Williams. He's got George Kittle. He's got Brandon Ayuk. Like, just fucking superstars.
I don't need to throw Ayuk in there.
Okay, yeah. Ayuk might be a
blocking, blocking tight end.
The rest were fine.
Notice I didn't mention McGlinchey either. Like, fuck McGlinchey. But then you come off the field and you got the defense to answer to as well. And so, like, he earned the defense in the game against the Dolphins. That's for sure. The defense fucking was all for him. So, we'll see. Like, Fred Warner said that after the game. He's like, dude, he goes against the best defense in the NFL every day in practice. And so he's fine. And again, all you got to do is not fuck up. Just don't fuck up. And they'll win half the rest of their games.
The NFC is kind of not.
I'm intrigued.
They can walk into Philly and win a playoff game.
Yeah.
If they score, they could win. They could beat Philly by scoring 21 points.
Fucking Baker. Easily.
Fucking.
I said I didn't see the odds before Jimmy G's injury, but they're 5th favorite to win the Super Bowl
right now
with Brock Purdy.
Yeah,
as their quarterback. So
their defense is really good. Like really, really good when they're healthy and they're not playing Patrick Mahomes. The defense is really good.
It still cracks me up. Like,
yeah.
Juju Smith-Schuster and Jerick McKinnon went in there and dropped 50 like a month ago.
It wasn't even a challenge.
Makes no sense. It makes no sense. Well, it was 10-0 Niners and then bang.
It's because fucking NFL. NFL.
Yeah, right. Oh, that was – I said it that week. It's like, you just got the, one of the 5 weeks where they explode. It just kind of is what it is.
Yep.
They play them again. They're not scoring 48 or whatever it was.
Transitive Property says my team's the best of our 3 teams.
Yeah.
True.
We beat the Chiefs. Chiefs beat the Niners. We are the best.
Sports.
Yeah.
Sports.
Yeah. And my team's so terrible.
God damn.
They were looking at Baker Mayfield. That's how bad they are too.
I bet you fuckers get Jimmy Garoppolo next year too.
Please no. You know, I'm
you're going to get Matt Ryan, and you're going to like it.
Yeah.
Well, you already got Matt Ryan, don't you?
Yeah.
Forgot about that. Oh, dang. You've really recycled these quarterbacks. I can't. You'll get Marcus Mariota.
We forgot that they got Matt Ryan.
I did. The Sam Ellinger weeks really kind of sat in my head.
I mean, I fully blame Andrew Luck. He has ruined the franchise.
Ooh, I like this take.
They had one good year since his retirement as the start of the season happened. And that was two years ago with Phil Rivers, the last year.
Andrew Luck quits on your team and the franchise goes into the tank. Yep.
Yeah. Should need a quarterback.
Yep. Hey, let's get to our, so you got to give the final results. So, okay. Yeah. Do we have fantasy football?
I don't know.
We're doing fantasy football. Oh, baby. It's week 14 of the TSBFFL. Hey, Alex, you know what Len Casanova used to say about week 13 in fantasy?
What did he say?
He said you can't win your league in week 13, but you sure can lose it. The playoffs loom, I think. Hey, WCP, are we doing the playoffs? I don't know. I haven't checked.
Fruit of the loom.
I just say we pass on it. And no, that's not because my team is 6-7. I just think we should pass on it. Hey, Kurt and Kate Falls and Ben and Benton. I don't actually know where Ben lives, but B and Benton, get it? They're atop the table. Hey, more soccer talk. Soccer's dead. They're atop at 8-5. How does Kurt have all of the Chiefs? It's really confusing. I didn't realize that till tonight. I saw today on the wire, on the waiver wire, Vaughn dropped the Giants defense for the Titans defense. A Titanic D. That's what she said. Hey, Ski, what does your team and a nun have in common? Neither can score. And those are your TSB FFL Week 14 updates.
The struggle of the voice is the best part, I think.
Hey, Ski, what does your team and a nun have in common?
What?
Neither of them work on Sundays. Oh, I never heard that one before.
WCP says playoffs start next week.
No, I'm not going to be in them. My season's over.
No.
Cancel the season.
All right. Are you done?
I'm done.
You got to close it out. And that was your
Week 14 update.
And now you got no voice left.
No.
So, by the way, WCP does bring up Jason Garrett to Stanford. Is that final?
I didn't think it's final yet. I thought it's
between him and Troy Taylor from Sac State.
Okay.
I think Sac State was like number one this year for most of the year in FCS or something.
Jason Garrett's like a perfect fit for Stanford because he's boring like as 16. Shit. Yeah.
I know academic smack is stupid. Like, we went over that during the Jimmy Lake, you know, academic talk, the prowess stuff. But going from Sacramento State to Stanford, the admission standards just a little bit different.
So the admission standards for head coaches are a little bit different than the athletes. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's a shift.
You did forget to mention when we're talking Dion of who he's bringing on staff.
Ooh, Willie Taggart. Yeah,
he turned it down.
Yeah, oh, did he? Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, apparently he's not coming. They're saying something with the Ravens or something. Maybe it wasn't the Ravens. It was something in Maryland. Terrapins. I don't know. The Retrievers.
I thought it was a white privilege thing to fail upwards. How is Willie Taggart going to be in the NFL?
I mean, it'd be a very low level. It would be a very low level.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be in football.
No. I thought he was going to be low level with Dion. I thought that was the thing. He was going to be like
that was his level.
He was going to be
the Ravens, baby.
He's going to be a graduate assistant with Colorado. Fear the turtle, fear the taggart, says Booble. All right, so let's do. So let's give our final results for lines, right? Because this was it. This was it, right? Like, we're not doing any more lines this year, right?
No, No, we're not. But the we're having some malfunctions with the voting machines. Can't trust them because they're wrong. I know for sure they're wrong.
The voting machines are wrong, or Booble's wrong.
Both. He is the voting machine, so that's what's wrong. King did not win. There's no way he won.
Smoked you guys.
Yeah.
If I had put real money on being 70-45 or whatever, I would have won. I could have lived in Vegas.
Would it help you, Ski, if I give the final results? Like, would that make you feel better?
Down at Circus Circus, they would call me a sharp.
At Circus. I don't know if they have a sports book anymore.
I don't think there's no way.
No.
Out of the stratosphere.
I don't even know if that casino's still standing, is it?
It was like 4 years ago. I don't
was
know.
It? It was it? No, I was a. I was just trying to dig up the stats. I was trying to push time. All right. So final week.
Yep.
King went 4-2. Braga went 3-3. I went 2-4. King is the winner with 77 points. Braga does finish over 500.
I did it. I did the thing.
He is 57.
Went 500 in the last week. Finished above 500. My goal is complete.
Celebrate good times. Come on. Let's celebrate.
Hey, do I see Matt Carney back there? Is he going to sing a song for us?
Oh, no, guys, I'm out of here.
Oh, man, you should sing a song and celebrate for King. He just won the Lions.
Oh, I don't gamble. It's against the law.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's a interesting stance, but.
I'm out of here. I'm heading out.
Oh, man. Okay.
On Interstate 5.
Are you going home to the place where you remember?
Yeah, I feel so alive.
All right, bye, Matt. All right, so King finishes with 70 points. Is that what I saw? Like, or 70 wins, I should say?
It is point. Yeah, 70 wins, 77 points. Yes.
77 points, okay. All right.
When Jake Browning on your asses.
It's pretty good.
He was the worst in the star pick, though.
You know what?
You crumbled under that pressure a little bit. It's like
sometimes coaches pull everyone in the fourth quarter when they're up by 40. That's just kind of what I did with the star picks. I was like, I'll let them get back in the game.
Yeah.
I'll pick UCLA every week.
Yeah, that's what I'll be able to say is I lost, but I did better than the winner on the star picks. So that's fine.
That'll Small victories.
Fun. Small victories. I'll take it. Okay, so we did it. We had absolutely no stakes riding on this of any kind. We just sort of did it, and now it's done. If any of our listeners want to give a prize to King, I don't know. Send him something in his DMs. Who knows? I don't know. Booble says he has classified TSB documents in his kitchen. I don't know what that means.
It means he's holding out.
Yeah, okay.
Of course.
All right, let's do... So you got a new thing this week, Ski.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was just a new idea.
New idea, and I like this. I like this idea a lot. It's going to be something we do every week.
I don't know if I'm going to do it every week.
I think you should. I mean, you got all this free time now that you're not doing lines. I think you should.
That is true.
Yep. So what were we calling it? Or do we have a name for it?
I don't got quite a good name yet.
So maybe we'll put it to the chat. The chat can like help us come up with a name for it. So what's the concept of it?
The concept is I will throw out a name or in some cases two people, and it's either you would have to fire them like right now or extend them for the next 5 years. So you'd have to have them for the future as well.
So we're talking like extending several years or just getting rid right now, cutting ties.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
So we'll start easy because the Blazer game is currently on. And I will go
what's
Damian Lillard.
What's the Blazer game on? How can we watch the Blazer game?
Root Sport Plus.
Root Sport Plus. How do you get that?
I don't even know. It's a channel somewhere.
Is it a channel?
Or it is.
Okay, it's actually a channel on like cable packages.
Yeah.
Root Sport Plus is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Never heard of it.
I'm sure the Kraken are playing the Winnipeg Jets of the Atlanta Thrashers or something. Because
Winnipeg already played tonight. They weren't playing the Kraken.
First of all, that's part of a ski parlay, so let's not be crazy.
Kraken v. Atlanta Flames.
It actually was. It was Winnipeg were playing the Blues.
Look, man, the Kraken are on route proper, and you know it. So I don't even know why we're talking about this.
I don't even know Root Plus's channel. The fancy like Comcast remote, I just say Root Plus, and it takes me to it. So I have no idea what channel it's on.
No idea.
Hulu has, I think
it might be thousands somewhere.
Hulu has live sports, does not have Pac-12 Network, and it also does not have Root. So I will not be watching any Ducks, and I will not be watching any Blazers.
Any Blazer games? All right. So, back to it. Damian Lillard.
Back to it.
Would you get rid of him now, or would you be forced to keep him for the next 5 years?
Get rid of him.
5 years?
That's what the extent is. It's an extended of 5 years you have to have the person.
Get him out. That was easy.
Yeah.
I lean with King here also. He's just not that good anymore. He's still fine. He's still a fine player. He's not a superstar anymore, though, I don't think.
WCP says keep or kick rocks. It's a good suggestion.
All right.
Keep or kick?
I like it.
Keep or kick. All right. I like that.
All right. Next one. This one I did for you, Braga. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Keep or kick Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yes.
So the alternative is to go with Trey Lance, who they traded 3 first-round picks for. But is Trey Lance actually good? Is Jimmy Garoppolo actually good?
Oh, that's the problem. You'd be stuck with him for 5 years, too.
Can either of them stay healthy? I'm going to go kick. I'm kicking Jimmy G. I love Jimmy G. I'm one of the supporters of Jimmy G, but you kick Jimmy G.
Kick rocks, Jimmy.
Yeah, I agree with you.
All right, into Mission Bay.
So again, we're having to put ourselves in the situation of the team. So like you guys are having to play the role of 49er fan for this one. So you're having to look at it like and say, hey, am I keeping or getting rid? And we're all getting rid. Yeah. We're kicking.
I felt bad writing this one. This one's not an actual athlete, but Lee Corso on game day.
I would actually say keep him.
Yeah.
Keep him but for 5 years is the thing, is what I'm saying.
I mean, he could die.
Yeah.
but I feel like by saying keep him, he's gonna live for 5 years.
Yes.
Yes, that is the thing. If you do keep him in the role
they did the last month, where they really only trotted him out for like a segment and then the picks.
That's it. That's all you need him for. Keep him.
All you need him for.
I agree. Yeah. You keep him in any facet you can, no matter how small it is on the show. Even if it's just him coming out, picking 5 games, like that's fine. It's great. Yes. Put a hat on. Right. That's great. I'm into it.
If it's full version Corso, I say you have to kick. Just because if they're going to keep McAfee too, you can't have 2 fucking wild card high energy guys together. There's only enough room for one of those guys.
And as King said, if we're having God powers where we can keep him alive for at least 5 years, let's.
I don't know why you're trying to kill him, Ski.
Let's do that.
I didn't say.
Jesus.
I don't even
want to check our group chat. You're probably rooting for that stroke 4 years ago.
Oh my God. WCP just said weekend at Corso's. Jesus. No. Oh God.
Do you guys remember the weekend at Bernie's dance? Do you remember what song that was to?
We do it like Bernie.
Yeah, like Bernie. All right, that's
like Bernie.
Good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Bernie. All right,
great. What a great song. What a great.
Yeah.
I'm just an idea. When we're done, I'm watching the "Do It Like Bernie" video for like 20 straight minutes.
Yeah,
that was in the era of that was the very end of the era of big tees and enormous jeans.
Oh yeah,
t-shirts down to your knees, dude.
Big tees, baby. You gotta have that Hanes down past your knees.
What are we doing? You got any more?
I got two more.
Okay.
Kick or keep Whitlock or Clay Travis. So this is the two. There's two. These last two are two guys. You got to keep one, kick one.
Oh. I'll keep Whitlock because who the fuck watches the Blaze?
Yeah.
And kick Clay Travis because he's a fucking piece of shit and needs to rot in hell.
Yeah, Whitlock is sort of a non-factor nowadays, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you watch the Blaze, you know him, but yeah.
Who watches the Blaze?
He says some grandma, ridiculous shit.
Our grandmas,
shit, though,
probably.
Too.
Our grandmas, is that what you said?
Yeah, probably.
What'd you say, Ski?
He says some ridiculous shit, too.
Of course.
Though. Oh, not as often as Clay Travis, but
it is amazing.
Shit.
Like I'm positive I mentioned this, but like a month and a half, 2 months ago, when he was mentioning that Kyler Murray looks like a closeted gay man because he showed up to work in a pantsuit, so he's in the Clinton cabal. And I'm like, are people hearing this?
Yeah,
he just accused him of being gay and in a Clinton cabal because he wore big pants. what?
Hey, man. Like, Elon's protecting that free speech. That's important. That's important that Clay Travis can say those things, King. All right?
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. And I did see someone, like, curate a whole, like, list of terrible midterm takes today by Clay Travis, where he was Fetterman losing by 10 to Oz. Yeah. Herschel Walker, double digits. Kerry Lake, bet your house on it. It's like, wow, he really was wrong on all of them.
He panders. Yeah, I yes. Kick Clay Travis like in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was leaning to the grift more? Because Whitlock was kind of legit though at one point. I mean, Travis was never legit. He was always kind of outlier in sport.
I would say Whitlock is going, he just was like, shit, I need to find a niche cuz no one cares about me anymore. Where, I mean, this is like 2.5-3 years ago, where PFT commenter was like, this Clay Travis guy's a piece of shit. Like,
yeah.
He told me in like 2014 that he's going to slowly build up to be a right-wing guy because there's no right-wing sports guys. Like, stop listening to this guy.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
a total fucking grifter.
Yeah. All right.
He gone.
Last one. Keep or kick. Altman or Lanning?
We know where King's going with this.
You want to know what?
Are you not getting up on Dan Lanning anymore?
No, I will. I just because of age, I will say kick Altman, keep Dan.
I think age. I think have we seen the limit of what Altman can do here? I mean, the Final Four is a pretty good limit, but. I'm just saying.
I mean, even like the Elite Eights are pretty fun, if I'm being
yeah, honest. Like they're fun, but.
But it's just like year three without a shooter. And granted, this year, like the entire team is hurt. And in fairness, Will Richardson is kind of balling out, but. Yeah.
In the last three games, he's played good, but.
I think you keep Dan as well. And I think you. Or, well, hang on. Now that I'm thinking about it, how long is Lanning going to stay here? So if we
that would be the limit.
If we keep Lanning, is he going to break our hearts? You know what I mean? Because every other football coach has broken our hearts. So what are we going to what?
Well, part of the game though, he is here for 5 years at least.
So are we setting ourselves up for failure when he leaves on day one of year six? Like, yeah. Is that
he
what
he will
saying?
Be gone?
He will be gone
of year six. Yes,
but
you will get 5 years of Lanning.
But also, how many more years of Altman do we have left with his age and whatnot?
Oh, he'll coach. He'll be one of those guys that's 90 years old out there screaming at the ref, not fully know what's going on.
A little dementia setting in.
A little bit, yeah. I am with you guys as well. you got to keep 1 year for Lanny. You got to at least see. I think we've seen the peak of Dana's teams, especially with new age college, where, I mean, speaking of transfer portal, I mean, it's a new full starters damn near every year coming in and out.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to keep Lanning, but also, like, if Altman is no longer here, what does the men's basketball program turn into?
Like, it's college basketball, so no one really cares.
I wonder if they could hire a big name person after Altman. Kind of have to. I don't know. Do people care about men's basketball here?
No.
I don't think we do they?
Well, I think we're a volleyball school now, so...
Yeah, volleyball and women's basketball. Like, I think that's... Yep. Yeah, okay.
Hey, Nebraska, Iowa has better corn than you. Eat shit. Go Ducks. Serve, set, spike!
What?
On to the Elite Eight, baby. We'll see you at the KFC Yum Center, Louisville. You have no idea what's coming for you. We're on the back line. You're at the front stripe. We're going to attack the net. Oh, my God. Matt Ulmer, I think that's his name. We are coming!
Oh, baby.
Volleyball talk.
Oh, baby.
Sensor spike.
You don't speak for me on that. All right. Should we do our list and wrap this bitch up?
Yes.
Yeah.
King's got a little bit left. So what was our list? Who came up with that? That was you, right, King?
Yes. That's King's list.
Yeah. Do you want me to set it up?
Yeah, set it up.
Okay. So Cocaine Bear is coming out. We've all seen the trailer now. I think we talked about Cocaine Bear like a few months ago on, I think it was on one of the movie podcasts, because we were talking about Ray Liotta, and then Ski looked up the movies he had coming out. Or maybe it was like
his last movie.
So it was, yeah, because he died, and then we did like a top three Liotta list or something, right? And then you looked up his last movie, and it was Cocaine Bear, and we were like, what the fuck is Cocaine Bear? That sounds amazing. And now we've seen the trailer, and it does indeed look amazing. So your
isn't
list.
Isn't Elizabeth Banks the director?
I didn't
look into director or anything.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Elizabeth Banks is the director.
Ski, you looking that up?
I definitely am.
Perfect.
Based on a true story.
That's great. Based on a true story. Fantastic. So the list is.
It is that Elizabeth Banks as well. Yes.
Art. Cinema.
Our top three list is drug, animal.
Yeah.
Our top three, drug, animal. And I have more than three. And if you guys want to drop some in the chat, drop them in the chat and we'll say them too.
I'll start this off. My first one, meth monkey.
Meth monkey.
I think it's a good combo too.
That's good.
I think monkeys would really love
Jesus,
meth.
A monkey will already tear your face off. You get it on meth? Fucking hell. It's killing a whole village. I got bath salt retriever.
Wow.
I went bath salt kangaroo. Because they'll fuck you up too.
They will kick the shit out of you, man.
My number three, the ketamine cougar.
Ketamine, God, didn't even think about ketamine.
I had ketamine gorilla.
I wouldn't want to face that either.
No, it would destroy you. Oh, these were too much fun, man. I got a angel dust armadillo.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good.
You got some more?
Was that... I already did my number two. I had bath salt.
Oh, I'm not going in any particular order. I got more here. Yeah.
So some people say if this animal wasn't so lethargic, it could technically be one of the most dangerous predators on the face of the earth. So I've got the bath salt sloth.
Yeah, bath salt sloth.
You want to wake up someone with lethargy, give him some bath salts.
That'll get you going. Oh, man. WCP with crocodile.
My number one was, I didn't even do it. I just used it as a one word. It was just crocodile. It's an animal and a drug.
What a drug from the past.
Wow.
I know.
Jeez.
I love crocodile was something else to learn about, man.
Booble with LSD lizard. That's good. I got these don't necessarily, these don't have the alliteration, but I got mescaline elk. Mescaline elk. I just thought that sounded funny. marijuana marsupial from Booble. Salvia. So I got salvia skunk.
My number one, while in the background, there's the melodic songs of 1984 imploring someone to pour some sugar on you. The Meth Leopard.
It's perfect. You got any more, Ski?
I'm tapped.
All right, we got Booble with Cocaine Chihuahua. That's pretty good.
Ganja Gecko.
Ganja Gecko is good. What do I got here?
Doja Cat.
Ayahuasca. Ooh. Orca, I got.
Hey, man. Ayahuasca is not a drug, man.
No.
Just a portal. It's just a portal to another dimension.
Yeah, you just got to open your mind, man.
Yeah, man.
It's a very woke orca. Like, that orca sees way more than any of us do. Heroin Heron. Oh, didn't you just say the same word twice in a row, Booble?
If you've ever encountered a mad heron, you do want to give it heroin and hope it falls asleep, because those things are intense.
Run
away. I've mentioned it on here, but I had a battle with one on my roof a few years ago, and it was not afraid.
What'd you go at it with?
First, my fist. Ooh. Hey, get out of here, bird!
Ooh.
And then I brought out the what is it, like the red daisy, you know, BB gun thing. So I'm nodding it. It was unbothered.
No, it's hilarious. I would have grabbed like a rake or something, but shooting BBs.
No,
at
no,
it.
No, 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 no.
Piss it off.
Too close to it. Yeah, I guess it moved its wings and it looked like a like a legit pterodactyl. And that's when I was like, well, I want to get a BB gun.
Grab.
Yeah, you want to go range battle against that, not close quarters.
Grab one of your kids and fly away. Vicodin Vulture from WCP. Like that. All right, should we wrap it up? You guys got anything else before we roll? Aaron Judge. We didn't talk about Aaron Judge.
Or
Bogaerts getting 11 years and 280.
Yankees are so 2009. Who cares?
Okay. Yeah, maybe we'll wait to talk about baseball stuff until the summer. How about that?
Let me know when the World Baseball Classic starts. How about that?
Would you want to meet up with a Tussin Tiger?
Tussin
Tiger.
I mean,
let that Tussin get to the bone, boy.
I wouldn't want to see it.
No, no. Codeine Condor.
Salvia Salmon.
Salvia Salmon. All right, let's wrap it up. Thank you for watching and listening at TSB Pod, at Jeromny, at TSB Ski. We are on Twitch, twitch.tv/abrog87. Twitter, I already said those. YouTube, just search for Sports Brewery. Discord, join our Discord. It's fun. We bullshit a lot about Ducks and Blazers and shit like that. So get in there. It's Sports Brewery. If you need to know, if you need a link for it, just ask me. Whatever. We'll get it to you. And we'll end this with Booble's suggestion of NyQuil Nighthawk. I like NyQuil Nighthawk. All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
A Lion's Leopard.